And it brings us, as we head over to Cavan County Council, and it's somebody that we have known for a long time, somebody who, in fact, gave us a great fortune when we, for the 2 years that the festival, the Cavan Festival, took place, the FLA, I'm being corrected here, the FLA, where we broadcast live from Cavan. Again, we'd like to, for that, thank and welcome Owen Doyle. How are you doing there, Owen?
Greetings, Adrian. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. We'd like, you know, it's for a couple of reasons, because it will serve a dual purpose here in the sense that, you know, a lot of people who visit Ireland and particularly the followers of, you know, Coltas Cultoriere and the, you know, the traditional music of Ireland and the tremendous and solid link that there is between America and Ireland, again, through music in general, but in a very special way through having the FLA, that being the ultimate significant musical festival of the year, which again, Cavan enjoyed there, and is still, I think, Owen, it would be fair to say that because of the FLA, the Festival of Cavan, that long after that FLA had and Coltas Cultoriere had moved on, Cavan still, it put Cavan on the map with respect to, you know, the continuation of such a great festival. You held on to it.
Without question, Adrian, the FLA is the largest cultural music festival in the world. And what the FLA really did for Cavan was, during a time of significant economic and social uncertainty, as we have at the moment, it gave the county a platform to promote itself to the world. And it facilitated a very positive and courageous statement of what it is to be from Cavan. It's something which, if you talk to any Cavan person now, they will always look back on the 3 years, 2011, 12 and 13, with great fondness. It did a lot for us economically. It brought a lot of money and influence to the county. And tourism providers would clearly state that it still has a lasting legacy for people. It put us where we would feel in Cavan, right on the map.
Yeah. And it also, and we are friends, this is we're delighted indeed to focus on Cavan today, but for a great number of people who went to Cavan and who went to the FLA Ciúil na hÉireann, not only did it bring a lot of money and support, but it brought a lot of closeness to people from counties that, without going to the Cavan or without the FLA, there were counties that actually a lot of people had not visited or found a reason to, you know, go and stay. That was the beginning of, you know, a great opportunity for people not only again to attend Cavan and the festival, but to stay and visit other counties, much of them, many of them having, of course, the visitors having roots in Cavan and that area of the country.
Without question, Adrian, I mean, when people think of the holidays, typically they gravitate towards the coastal counties, Dublin, the bigger centres.
Yeah.
But by bringing an event like that to Cavan, what it did was it allowed people to see what the inland counties have to offer. And, you know, the legacy of that is clear in relation to tourism in our county, Cavan. would have one of the largest tourism visit records for inland counties in the country, a very significant domestic and international trade. And what it does is it opens up the mindset, if you like, of people to what the entire country has to offer. And one particular advantage it gave us was it allowed us at the time to focus on people from Cavan and people who are friendly to the idea of Cavan, our broader diaspora, and see how we could link with those people and get them interested in the offering that we have. And I suppose that culminates now in relation to something which we'll be offering next Saturday, 26th of September, which is a live show, Cavan Day, on Cavan TV and on YouTube. And that is very much an opportunity for us, again, similar to the plateau, to send out to the broader world what it is to be from Cavan, the great array of people that we have in Cavan who come across in so many different sectors, and to celebrate what we have to offer to the world.
You know, a most famous and much beloved Cavan immigrant who has indeed more than 30 years ago set up what was then considered to be and still is the only full-time Irish theatre in the United States. That's all they do. I speak of Kieran O'Reilly, who is the co-founder, and director of the Irish Repertory Theatre here in New York. When we were all put in total shock overnight, when we realized that there was going to be no St. Patrick's Day parade, the traditional parade, that was not going to happen in New York. When the theatre, all the theatre districts just shut down overnight with no opening or planning in sight, at least for now anyway, Kieran O'Reilly, of course, with the Irish Rep, had to reinvent themselves and, you know, the show must go on online, as it were. What was and how did Cavan this year, how did you go about, organizing what is going to be a humongous task in bringing actually so many stars in the tradition that Cavan has done for years and continues to do? Who sits down with that one and says, how the hell are we going to do this?
Well, that's a very good question, Adrian, because Morten Kiern, who was comes from a very famous Cavan family in Virginia, and Morten, the task that he had with Irish Repertory Theatre, we had come into plans this year. We were to have a Cavan Day festival in August, over a number of days, and it was to be a large festival, almost in the like of the Flashola, if you like. But obviously, with the new COVID reality, we had to sit down, and it would be under the chairmanship of our chief executive, Tommy Ryan. We looked at the idea of going online. And what we have now is a Cavan Day live show, which can stream across the world. And on that, what we want to do is show from sport, from art, from food, from television personalities, everything that we have to offer. Now, we do hope and still have the desire to have a festival, most likely in 2022, which will come from all of this. But what we have on Saturday is something that can be streamed across the world. To just give you a very brief example of people who have some art, we have Michael Harding, Aaron Mulhan, Gerard LaCrotty, and Kieran O'Reilly himself, all Cavan people from sport. Liam Kiernan, who's a famous soccer player with West Ham, Paul Grady, world handball champion. In the GAA world, which is so important to Cavan, Mickey Graham, who's the manager of the football team, Nessa Bird, the captain of the ladies' senior team, our own Nevin Maguire, who's been known to everyone, from TV, Kevin McGahern, and a man that people, I'm sure, over there will be interested and might not know is Cavan Reese, but Chris Knapp from the Broken Sex in the City. All of these people will be on the program will be interviewed. And we also have messages from associations in New York and Philadelphia, from Canada, Toronto, Auckland, from Toronto and Cavan Monaghan, which is a town system in Canada, from Australia, Auckland in Sydney, Jenny Klan in France, and also from Kurnas in Germany. So what you have now is an opportunity to go online and maybe reach even more people than you might have done in a person-held festival like what we had intended. So look, out of everything comes an opportunity, and what we have now is an opportunity to reach a major number of people across the globe.
All right. Walk us through it, if you will. First of all, we want to establish that, in fact, it begins Irish time, since we are broadcasting to those around the world in different time zones. It begins next Saturday, and it begins at 12 noon in...
Well, it...
Go ahead.
Well, it's just on that evening. It's Saturday the 26th. It's 5 p.m. Irish time. It's 1 p.m. New York time.
Okay.
3 a.m.
All right. Sorry.
On Cabin TV, which you get on the internet, and it's on YouTube also. So it can be accessed at those times across the globe.
Okay. So just to make it clear, then it's 5 p.m. Irish time in Cabin.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
So then we, wherever you are after that, I was a bit confused with the 1 o'clock because we have a 5-hour difference in New York. However, listen, figure it out. And again, it is this is live. Now you can do it through YouTube. You do it through Facebook. Tell us, what's the best way to do this?
From my point of view, what I would suggest is on YouTube. You'll get a full sense of it there, but likewise, the people are more familiar than I on Twitter,
yeah.
Facebook, on Cabin TV. It's all accessible there. And also, just in relation to social media, we're encouraging people to give us their messages on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram with the hashtag Cabin Day, and to send us those messages, and we will have a reel after the program which will show all the individual messages which we're getting from people around the globe. And what we're just encouraging people to do, anyone who is from Cabin or who has an affinity and affection for the county, just to come listen to the program and to celebrate with us in a very positive way in these difficult times, just the importance of community and the joy that it is to be from Ireland and from Cabin.
Excellent. We'll definitely try that. It's 5 p.m. in Ireland, and wherever you are, friends, work backwards from there. Again, Owen Doyle, we want to wish you again lots of luck with this. This is fun stuff, and you do have an amazing lineup of entertainers and those who indeed absolutely represent Cabin County. And again, good luck with it. And we'll give it another shout next weekend just to remind people to log on to it. Again, it's next Saturday, the 26th, and it is Cabin Day 2020, reaching the globe. Owen, thank you, and best wishes, and thanks for the fond memories we have of what was one of the most memorable occasions that many of us had, the tremendous and the great fall trade that we got in Cavan during the Flack Hill.
Thank you, Adrian. And can I just sincerely thank you on behalf of everyone in Cavan County Council and in Cavan for your own work. You've been a great friend of County Cavan in recent years, and you've given us tremendous courage. I know there's many people over there in the broader Cavan community who listen to you, and we just want to thank you for all the support you've given us.
Thank you. Thank you again. Feeling is mutual. Okay, thank you. All right, there we have Owen Doyle. This might be a good time, actually, to pick out a couple of Cavan songs.